The Czech government has approved a new bill on Czech citizenship, which, among other issues, introduces several new conditions for those interested in becoming Czech citizens. For example, to be eligible for a Czech passport, you must not be on social welfare in the country and must pass a stricter Czech language test. Several NGOs who work with migrants have criticized the draft legislation as being too vague and giving too much power to government officials. I spoke to Marek Čaněk from the Prague-based Consortium of Migrants Assisting Organizations about their objections to the bill.
This piece of legislation that has been debated for a number of years already contains both, from our perspective, both some positive developments but also a number of negative ones. So as concerns the positive ones, there is the introduction of dual citizenship, which would be a great advantage to a number of immigrants living in the Czech Republic, as well as an easier way to naturalization by so-called declaration for the second generation of migrants. But then there are a number of restrictions as regards the conditions the immigrants or migrants that wish to acquire Czech citizenship that they need to fulfill. There is a greater role for the secret services. So, for example, if there is an objection of the secret services to the acquiring of citizenship by a certain person, then there may not be a possibility to go to the court with this case. There is a greater discretion on the part of the Minister of Interior.
Well, some might say it's natural for the state to sort of try to protect its citizens from immigrants who might not fit in, so to speak. That's probably one of the reasons why the new legislation increases the number of conditions that the migrants need to, foreigners need to meet to become Czech citizens. One of them being that they cannot be on welfare in the Czech Republic to be eligible for Czech citizenship. Do you see this concern as part of the motivation behind this particular bill?
I think so. It is. I think there is the understanding on the part of the people who have prepared this piece of legislation at the Minister of Interior is that really this is the last moment when the Czech Republic has a say as regards if this person will naturalize or not. There should be a great check, as you mentioned, I mean, with regards to the so-called burden on social security or there should be a property check or a check on taxes paid, and there should be a much stricter check on the knowledge of the Czech language. So what we are criticizing is also that really this Czech citizenship could be used as a way also to include the people who have lived in the Czech Republic for a long time, and to make sure that we don't alienate these people from the Czech state.
Anti-immigration rhetoric has not been part of the political mainstream debate here in the Czech Republic until perhaps recently, when the Czech president Václav Klaus warned against what he called ill-conceived opening of our borders to immigrants. Are you concerned perhaps that anti-immigration sentiments might be on the rise in the Czech Republic?
I'm not sure at this point if this is really something new, because we have seen in the past a number of speeches like this, number of politicians already trying to exploit the topic of immigration. So I think the question rather is if and at what point immigration maybe can become a more politicized issue. We have seen attempts already in some political campaigns in the past, in some electoral campaigns, but they have not really been successful.
I was talking there to Marek Čaněk, the policy officer of the Consortium of Migrants Assisting Organizations in the Czech Republic.